It was the summer of 1965. I was 10 years old, and in the weeks before my father deployed to Vietnam for another tour of combat, my parents took my 5 siblings and me to Lookout Mountain, Tennessee, where my mother had been raised and family abounded. My soldier father was my hero, but on a warm evening at my Aunt Margaret's lovely mountain home, she showed me a black and white photograph of a young-looking naval officer and told me a fascinating story about another member of my family. For a 10-year-old history buff, the story was a seductive mystery. The officer was Commander Thomas Callaway Lattimore, a 1914 graduate of the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis. After a 27-year career of shipboard and shore assignments, including a tour in military intelligence and a brief stint as the governor of American Samoa, Lattimore was given command of the USS Dobbin, a destroyer tender stationed at Pearl Harbor in April 1941. The USS Dobbin supported the United States Pacific Fleet that had been forward positioned from the west coast of Hawaii by President Franklin D. Roosevelt to counter increasingly aggressive Japanese moves in the region. By all accounts, Lattimore was a quiet man and an avid hiker who liked to walk the hills overlooking the sprawling Hawaiian naval base. Once he injured his arm while hiking, telling crew members that he had fallen. The injury required a cast, but after a time, he appeared to fully recover. In July 1941, Lattimore went out again, clad in a hat, a khaki uniform, and comfortable shoes, and carrying a walking stick. The commander left the trailhead alone, hiking into the Aiea Range above the base, and he disappeared forever. Late that day, his crew, concerned about his well-being, unsuccessfully combed the hills before a wider effort involving local authorities joined the search, all with the same result. No sign or any clue of what had happened to Commander Lattimore was ever found. Like most stories, it got a bit better in the telling. I remember it described as having happened only days before the Japanese attack, so it was assumed that Lattimore had unexpectedly run into Japanese agents collecting intelligence on the U.S. fleet, and then they had kidnapped or killed him. No evidence supports that hypothesis, but it's too enticing to ignore. A less romantic, but far more likely risk, came from the danger inherent in a 51-year-old sailor hiking alone. The terrain above Pearl Harbor is not obviously treacherous, but Lattimore had already been injured earlier doing the same thing. Risks are not always obvious, nor are they often legend-worthy. We may never know the truth of what happened, but in any event, Commander Thomas Callaway Lattimore had vanished. His family and nation were left to wonder how things might have been different. And less than 5 months later, his disappearance became forever associated with the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Some pondered whether it could have been part of a larger failure to effectively assess and respond to potential risks. Though I was just 10 years old that summer in 1965, I was already very familiar with the story of Japan's surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. Just before 8 a.m. on Sunday morning, December 7, 1941, 6 Imperial Navy carriers infiltrated the base along a northern route to a position 230 miles from Oahu before launching 353 bomber, fighter, and torpedo aircraft in 2 waves against a series of U.S. naval targets on the most developed of Hawaii's islands. By mid-morning, the United States counted 8 battleships severely damaged or destroyed, 11 other vessels bombed and strafed, 328 aircraft damaged or destroyed, and 2,403 souls killed with more than 1,100 wounded. For days, oil fires burned in the harbor, and desperate taps could be heard from sailors caught in the bowels of capsized ships.